things that I remember about it, again, 11, 12 years of age, I was out there, and I believe the 2 years I was out there was 66 and 67, because 67 was the year of the riots downtown, and I was at the camp when that was going on. But the bridge was an old, like, iron girder bridge, and you couldn't even go over it anymore. They had, like, concrete, I don't want to say pylons, but they weren't the, you know, the barricades like you see that you they put up on, you know, the temporary, like, guardrails like they do on the freeways now. These were actual poles that were cemented into the bridge because the bridge was unsafe. You could walk across it, you could ride a bike across it, but they would not allow a vehicle on it. And the last time I was out there just to look for it was probably, I would say, just before I retired, which was like 12, 13 years ago. And obviously the camp is gone. The roadway that led up to it is a private thing now, no trespassing signs. And the bridge over Bell River has all been, you know, updated and high-tech and really, really nice and smooth and fancy. But it's hard for me to find people that knew about it. And like I say, if you can Google search it and find some old pictures of it. But, yeah, not too many people are aware of it. And for you to be out there, you know, only since 2018, I fully understand.